Shit. I can't believe it. Shit. How did this happen? How does an entire train line break down with no warning? Fuck. I worked so hard, I planned for so long, and it's ruined. It's all ruined. Jesus. What am I gonna do? How am I supposed to fix this? Shit. He's gonna be back any minute. What do? Fuck. Okay. No. I just can't go through with it, I guess. Mm-mm. No. Not tonight. It has to be perfect. And tonight's already gone to pieces and just... No. Better to just put it off for another week. Or a month. Or two. Or... No. I'm a coward. God damn it. I'm such a fucking coward. Okay. Come on, you fucking wimp. Just bite the bullet. Take the plunge. Ovary up and do it. Just, yeah. Okay. You can do it. You can totally do it. What's the big deal? It's simple. You just take his hand, look him in the eye, tell him how you feel. Make yourself totally defenseless and lay your entire future on the line. Oh my God. This is a nightmare. This is a total, unmitigated disaster. I can't do it. Just, what if he gets scared? What if he's not ready and I'm just projecting my feelings onto him? What if he'll never be ready? What if he doesn't want this at all? God, I don't know if I could take that. I don't know if I can. Oh! Hey, you're back! That took longer than I expected. Did you get lost or something? I don't blame you. The footpaths in City Park are really hard to follow after dark, and after last night's rain, I bet you had a hard time. What? No, I haven't been crying. Of course not. No, I've just been, taking in the nighttime air, keeping this bench warm for you, spending some quality time alone with my thoughts, you know. No, nothing's wrong. Seriously, I'm fine. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. I promise. Now, come here, please. Sit down. Show me your glorious bounty. Oh, hot dogs. From that street vendor we passed? I remember telling you they smelled good, but I didn't think you were listening. I should have known better. Your ears always perk up when I start talking about food. Oh, shut up. Pass me one. I'm hungry enough to eat it. Wait, what's that behind your back? Ice cream? Double chocolate with bananas? You remembered my favorite. So that's why you took so long. Oh, baby, thank you. This is the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me. Well, okay, that might be an exaggeration, but this is top five. Easy. Oh, this is so good. I know I promised you a night of fine dining, but there is just nothing like good old-fashioned all-American street food. I promised you a lot of things tonight, didn't I? A reservation at a fancy restaurant, tickets to a sold-out show, a real grade-A romantic evening, and then the train broke down. And now it's the middle of the night and we're stuck in City Park, sitting on a dirty bench in our fancy clothes, eating $2 hot dogs. This isn't going how I thought it would, how I hoped it would. I'm really sorry. I was just, well, I wanted this to be a special night, you know? I wanted to, I don't know, celebrate us, I guess? We've been together for 4 years now. And in all of those years, you're always the one who does the extravagant stuff. Spontaneous road trips, flamboyant birthday surprises, elaborate role-play scenarios. I don't know. I love that stuff. And I love that you love that stuff. And I just wanted it to be me for once, you know? I wanted to be the one to plan a big, complicated surprise full of all of your favorite things. I wanted to, like, sweep you off your feet and show you that I've been paying attention, that I can be bold and spontaneous and romantic, too. And shit, it was gonna be so perfect. We'd have a big, expensive dinner. We'd make fun of the late-night subway weirdos. We'd see your favorite band and walk home through that old, beautiful neighborhood on the hill. And when we got to the very top of it, we'd stop and look over the city, and I'd look into your eyes, I don't know. I guess that stuff's not as easy as you make it look. I just worked really hard on this, you know? I was so excited, and now it's ruined. I should have planned better. I should have rented us a car. I should have bought a bus pass. I should have done something. But it's too late now. We spent too much time looking for a taxi. We've already missed our reservation. The show's gonna start any minute, all the way on the other side of town. I fucked it all up. I wanted to make you feel special, but nothing went the way I planned. I'm so sorry. I promise I'm gonna find a way to make it up to you. You don't have to say that. It's okay. I know I screwed up. You don't have to. Stop. Stop. This sucks. You know it sucks. Stop trying to make me feel better. Let me dump on myself in peace. That's the polite thing to do, you know. Just nod and agree with my devastating self-assessment. Maybe, I don't know, throw some choice put-downs my way. Really twist that knife. Okay, fine. I'll stop. Oh, yes, you are so right. This evening was a smashing success. We really got to see all the wonders Uptown has to offer, from the majestic Valley of the Dumpsters to the wise and legendary homeless mystics of 31st and Vine. Sorry. No, really, you are right. I guess tonight wasn't so bad. We had fun getting all dressed up. We had some surprisingly decent hot dogs, and, well, I guess I can never be mad about spending time with you. I'm disappointed. I had this beautiful, perfect scenario all mapped out in my head, and I really, really wanted it to happen. All of it, right up to the end. Oh, how was it supposed to go? Well, I mean, I already told you. You know, with the fancy French food and the concert and the... Oh, Yeah. I guess I did kind of trail away at the end there, but it's not important, really. You know, just a silly little scene in my head. Really gushy and sugary and romanticized, maybe. Oh, trust me. I know you like romantic. That much is clear. But too late. It's the moment's passed. It's fine, though. Don't, please, don't worry about it. No, I don't want to tell you. No, it's embarrassing. I can't. No, stop. You don't get it. It's really, really dramatic and silly, and do you really want to hear how it ends? My little scheme? Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. I guess. Yeah, I'll tell you. So where did I leave off? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we would get out of the concert and then we would take the train. Not our usual train, though. The one that runs to the next neighborhood over. That really, really old one with the Victorian buildings and the art district. I really, really love that place at night. It's like, there's nobody around, right? But you can still kind of feel them, you know? It's completely deserted, but it still feels alive in some weird way. I first noticed it when you took me there. For our first date. Remember that? Oh, yes. You definitely remember. How could you ever forget? Well, excuse me. Far be it for me to cast doubt upon your impeccable memory. Well, either way, let me recall it again, just for posterity. You caught me on my way out of work to ask me out, and, you know, at the time, it really seemed like you had some sort of grand plan. You made it sound like you'd given it all this thought, as if you had the perfect date all mapped out in your head. Of course, a year later, you let it slip that you had no idea where you were going to take me, and the Latvian Cultural Festival was the first vaguely interesting flyer you found on your way to my apartment. And I hope you'll forgive me for being a little skeptical. That's, you know, not the thing that I usually picture when I think first date. But after we looked around for a while, I really started having fun. The music and the costumes were beautiful. The food was interesting. And I couldn't stop staring at you. You just, I don't know, liked everything. Everything we saw surprised you and amazed you, and that just kind of struck me. Like, I was so used to guys pretending to be bored. Like they'd seen everything. Like they were above everything. But you were different. You weren't afraid to look silly or admit you were clueless. That became very clear when you put us on the wrong train coming back. No, that was your fault. You sounded like you had it all in hand, so I didn't even look at the ticket. Forgive me for trusting you, my dear. Okay, fine. Due to a completely unavoidable and blameless act of God, we took the wrong train, and we ended up in that old part of the city. And I'll be honest, I was kind of creeped out at first. When we first stepped off the platform, it felt like stepping into a Batman movie or something. Like, at any moment, a criminal would jump out of a dark alleyway, and there'd be nobody around to help. So, you know, I held your arm pretty tight, as I recall. Like, full-on white knuckle tight. I felt weird about it, you know, that being our first date and all, but I guess I was pretty creeped out. And you noticed. You started talking. You started imagining. You told me a bunch of little stories, I guess, about the old man who owns the art gallery and how he paid you $30 to pretend to bid at an auction. About the bakery that one family's been operating out of their house for 5 generations, even though it burned down twice. About the young, sad chaplain of the old, sad church and his dark, supernatural secret. I think you might have made some of those stories up, but it didn't matter, because they were real. I could feel all those people bustling around us. God, I could almost see them. Like ghosts. No, not ghosts. Like memories. Not a person's memories. It was like that place's memories. All the millions of people who've walked through there over the years. All their thoughts and their feelings and relationships. They're all still there, sunk into the concrete. You showed them to me, and now, every time I walk through that place, I feel them just as strongly as I did that first time. And I feel you, too. So, in this little fantasy of mine, we would walk through that neighborhood. We would start up the street to the top of the hill, and I would tell you some stories, happy stories, funny stories, and maybe some sad stories, too, about the time my cooking gave you food poisoning the day before you graduated from grad school, about the time you lost my sister's dog and came up with that elaborate rambling story about where you'd been while you were out finding him, about how you have always, without fail, been able to tell when I sneak a cheeky, stressed-out cigarette during my lunch break. About when my mom died, and I just couldn't leave my room for a week or so, and you nearly lost your job because you refused to leave my side. Yeah, I would love to tell you all these stories, and as we crested the hill, I would start to talk about how much I love you, how much I miss you when you're not here next to me, how I spend at least 60% of every day thinking about you, how the only thing I love more than falling asleep in your arms is waking up next to you in the morning, how much I want to be with you forever. And then, when we got to that little bluff at the top of the hill, I would stop, and I would just sort of slip my hand into yours, all gentle and delicate, I guess, and we would look out over the city lights, and, when you weren't looking, I would just, like, really quietly reach into my purse and I would grab this thing and I would turn you around to look at me like in the eyes and and I would tell you how happy you make me. I guess that sounds cliche, but Like, I figured I would think of something good in the moment, I guess, and I would take the thing from my purse, I would take that, and I would just kind of like, what? Well, yeah, of course I'm nervous. I think I might be proposing to you. Surprise! Oh my god, this is the stupidest thing that's ever happened. I just don't even. Oh my god, the look in your face. I can't believe I fucked this up so bad. This is the worst proposal ever. It's so dark, I can barely see you. I'm holding a hot dog. Believe it or not, this is not how my childhood fantasies of the perfect proposal tended to go. Oh, God. Okay, all right. Fuck it. Here goes nothing. Hand me my purse, please. Let's see. Where did it? Okay, here. Hi. So, hi. I love you. I love you more than anything. I love you more than long walks through abandoned neighborhoods. I love you more than hot dogs and ice cream. I love you, and these past few years have been like a dream. And I don't want the dream to end, ever. I want to keep dreaming for the rest of my life. I want to be your wife. So, will you, I mean, would you consider, like, will you marry me? Oh my god, yes, I can't, you said, holy shit, this is so surreal, I don't know what to, I'm so, oh my god, just shut up and kiss me. I'm so happy. We're like engaged. Oh my god, we're engaged. You're my fiancé. How fucking weird is that? You know, there was one more part of my plan. I wasn't sure if I'd have the nerve to go through with it, but, well, having a romantic moment on a deserted hilltop presents certain opportunities. And I think a dark, deserted park bench might do just as well. I've never really done anything in public before, but I am trying to be more spontaneous, so why don't you just lean into me, kiss my neck a little bit, and let me feel you. Oh, these slacks don't leave much to the imagination, do they? You look like you're about to bust out of them. Hard for me already. I can feel it. I can feel you swelling under my hand. Does that feel good? When I rub over your pants. Just slowly like this. Don't worry. I will be gentle. I'd hate to give you rug burn. Oh, that's it, baby. You can moan for me. Don't be too loud, though. I wouldn't want to get us caught. Just buck your hips up into my hand. Yeah. Moan into my neck. Oh, just like that, baby. Just like that. I'm afraid this dress is a little too elaborate to give you easy access, but oh, touch my tits. Yeah, just over the fabric. Just like, like that, baby. Yes. Squeeze them. Squeeze them as hard as you want. Oh, squeeze my breasts. I squeeze your cock through your pants. They belong to you now, forever and ever. Fuck. Oh, look, baby, look at my nipples. Look at them poking through the fabric. Oh, God, that feels so good. The way you rub them and pinch them. God, I love you. Oh, come here, let me just unbuckle you. I want to see your cock. I guess it's my cock now, fiancé. Oh, my God. Oh, I've always loved how soft the skin of your cock is. Oh, it just slides under my hand like silk. I love feeling you so hard for me. Let me just grip it gently. Stroke it up and down, baby. So slowly. Let me feel every twitch. I'll just start at the bottom. Stroke you all the way up to the top. Rub my thumb over your head. Let my fingers tickle that special spot. Oh, fuck, baby, you're so hard. You're so hard for me. I love how excited you're getting. I think I'm getting pretty excited, too. I think I might have neglected to mention this, but I'm not wearing any panties. That's right. I can feel that cool night air running between my legs, over my pussy. It's so wet. It's a wet, aching pussy. I think you need to warm it up. Can you do that for me? You're so generous. Let me just hike my dress up over my hips and sit in your lap. I want to ride you. Wait. Let me just look around really quick. This spontaneous stuff is pretty exciting, but I really, really don't want to get us caught. And once we start, oh, I think I might get a little distracted. Okay. It looks like the coast is clear. Are you ready for me, baby? I'm gonna slide you up inside me. Put it in. Put it inside me. Oh, shit, baby. Oh, I have to be quiet. Oh, God, you're so hard. Push it in. Push it. Push it in. Buck up into me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. That's it. Oh, that's just it. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Grab my hips. Pull me down. Pull me down onto your cock. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Baby, that's so good. Let me grind. Oh, let me grind onto you. Let me fuck. Let me rock back and forth. Let me grind my clit on the base of your cock. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Let me pull my knees up a bit. Get you in deeper. Oh, Jesus, baby. You're so fucking deep. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. I can feel all of you, every inch of you, sliding inside me. You're filling me up. Oh, God. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, that's it, baby. Thrust up into me. Keep going. Keep. Oh, shit. Oh, go faster, baby. Go faster. Go fast. Fuck. Oh, my God, baby. I'm getting so close. Oh, just keep going. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Wrap your arms around me. Fuck me. Hold me tight. Fuck me. Kiss me. So loud. I can't believe we did that. Oh, that's so unlike me. I think you might be a bad influence. Holy shit. My heart's beating so fast. I can't believe this is happening. You are going to be my husband. Can you believe that? I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know what to... Oh, right. The ring. Sorry. I got so carried away, I forgot to show it to you. Ta-da! What do you think? Oh, yay. I was so nervous. I know you're not much of a jewelry person, but I hoped you'd make an exception for this. Let me slip it onto your... your hands are a little bit messy right now. We can make sure it fits later, I guess. No, don't move just yet, please. Let me just lay on top of you for a minute. I still need to catch my breath. Thank you, baby, for tonight and for all of it. Despite everything, tonight was perfect. You've made me so, so happy. And now I'm gonna make you happy for the rest of our lives. I promise. Wait, what's... Oh no, the ice cream. I forgot all about it. Aw, it's all melted. Damn it. That would have been the perfect ending. That sucks. Hey, how would you feel about buying me another one? I mean, I did just buy you a ring and everything. Yes, oh, it is absolutely bribery. It is the oldest, most sacred kind of bribery there is. Okay, fine. I'll buy the ice cream this time. No biggie. You have the rest of your life to make it up to me.